Chris Murphy is a senator from Connecticut, a United States senator. He joins us today, and every time he does, we're all extraordinarily appreciative. Hey, Chris, there was a phone call between the president and Vladimir Putin congratulating him. Now he says nobody was supposed to know about that. It was leaked. And yet, your colleague John McCain went really over the top in terms of criticizing him and saying this is crazy.
Well, I mean, let's just go a little deeper into what happened here. Not only was the conversation itself leaked, but the notes that were given to the president were leaked almost immediately within about 24 hours of the phone conversation. This is just a window into the dysfunctionality and the disloyalty in this White House. The notes that were given to the president told him, do not congratulate, meaning, you know, you can call Putin, but don't congratulate him on his election, an election that was obviously rigged. And yet the president still did, according to reports, congratulate Putin on his rigged election victory. But the fact that he has someone very close to him in the White House that was so pissed off that the president congratulated Putin on this fraudulent election, that they immediately sent the notes that were handed to the president to the press is just a sign of how wildly out of control this White House is. I like to know what's happening in the White House, but I also hate the fact that we are sort of seen as, you know, as a soap opera by other countries because of the, you know, way that this White House operates.
You know, I have this theory. Correct me, I'm sure you will. But seems to me from the very beginning, Trump has been very appreciative of Putin. He said so. He said so when he was elected. He said he hoped they would leak all the stuff that they have on Hillary. Then when he got elected, he said Putin's great. He's a good man. Is it possible that they're blackmailing him?
I mean, listen, we are, you know, very protective of the investigation that Robert Mueller is running because we don't know what the connections are between Putin and Trump, the Russian government, and the Trump campaign. Listen, I hope that they're not blackmailing him. I hope that they don't have information upon him that makes him compromised. I hope that the Trump campaign wasn't coordinating with the Russians during the 2018 elections. None of that would be 2016 elections. None of that would be good for this country, but we need to get to the bottom of it, which is why I think we should pass legislation, you know, protecting Mueller, because I take Trump seriously when he, you know, goes on these Twitter tirades that suggest he might be intending to fire him. I tend to think that there was, you know, probably some level of communication and coordination between the Trump campaign and the Russian government, only because there seems to be so much smoke and so many lies about what coordination and communication happened. You know, I don't know why they would have lied about these meetings that they had with the Russians unless they were trying to protect some information from coming out. But I won't presuppose what the real story is until Mueller releases his report.
So, you know, I've been one who from the very beginning, Chris Murphy has been saying he has to fire Mueller because Mueller's got too much and it could be the end of his presidency if Mueller has what I think he has. So you say, well, there could be preventative legislation that prevents him from doing that. I'm assuming that your Republican colleagues in the Senate won't go for it. So what do you do?
Well, you know, this week, Republicans, as we speak, have been making, a lot of statements saying that we don't need to pass this legislation to protect Mueller because there's no way the president's going to fire Mueller. He knows that that would be the end of his presidency. Lindsey Graham said it would be an impeachable offense. And, you know, while I would rather them pass legislation with us to make sure that Mueller can't be fired, I also appreciate that they continue to draw this line in the sand, which, you know, suggests that if he were to fire Mueller, that would, you know, that might be the end of his presidency as well. It'll obviously be up to Republicans, at least between now and November, as to whether that's the case. It's also important to remember that, you know, firing Mueller doesn't end the investigation. You know, there's the president doesn't have the ability to completely shut down a criminal investigation. Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, could just pick up what Mueller is doing and continue it. There are grand juries open as well, whose work will continue. So obviously, if he fires Mueller, that is a constitutional crisis that could potentially set off impeachment conversations. But it doesn't actually immediately end the investigation. And I think it's important to remember that.
Well, better your way than mine, because I think he's fired FBI chiefs before, and he'll fire this one if he gets in his way. So it bugs me. So now the I word, the impeachment word, keeps getting bandied around. But your Republican colleagues, I know that this is not a nice thing for me to say, but seem to be lacking in spine. What makes you think there'll be a constitutional crisis if he fires them?
Well, listen, I don't know that to be the case. I've listened to many of my Republican Senate colleagues say over and over again, firing Mueller would be unacceptable. Some, like Lindsey Graham, go the next step and say that would be grounds for impeachment. Others leave that sort of question of consequences open, but their suggestion that it is would be unacceptable would suggest that there are serious consequences on the other side. I think that Republicans are in a difficult spot here. I don't forgive their lack of moral clarity on many of these questions, but I think that they are potentially reserving their political capital until that constitutional crisis comes. I think they're all worried about losing their seats to some Trump clone, who they argue would be worse for democracy in the long run than them staying in the Senate. I hope that they will be there and stand with us if Trump does fire Mueller to do whatever is necessary to, keep the investigation going and hold Trump accountable.
We have about 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you about the tariff plan. What do you think? I know that an awful lot of conservatives, an awful lot of Republicans, really think Trump was wrong on that. What are you sensing?
Well, I mean, listen, China's been eating our lunch. Probably people would say, oh, well, we can't start a trade war with China. Well, we've been in a trade war with China. It's just that the Chinese have been the only ones that have been fighting it, stealing our intellectual property, dumping product in the United States at, a cost that's below the raw materials that it's produced with. So I don't necessarily think that we should automatically be in opposition to consequences against China for their illegal trade activity that's been ongoing for years. I just wish Trump had, done a little work ahead of time with our allies, because, what he has signaled is that he wants to go, much broader than just Chinese tariffs, that he's going to apply these steel tariffs to other allies who are not dumping product in the United States, and that he also wants to come after Europe as well. I don't think that broader trade war is in the best interests of the United States, but I would support targeted tariffs against China to, make them understand that if they continue to undercut our market, that there's going to be consequences.
It's always great to talk to Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, a Democrat often mentioned as a potential presidential candidate. Chris, you're going to do that, right? You're going to run for president?
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
When we come back the next time, I'm going to talk to Chris about gun control.